Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
People have told me that I have a strong Brooklyn accent.
I'm 94 and I was born in the Bronx.
And over here it's like Chinese, Russian mix. Hardly no more Italians left.
I love being a New Yorker. I grew up here, I was raised here, so I'm proud of being a New Yorker.
So as I was getting ready for this segment, my producer was sipping a cup of coffee, but for some of you listening, it may be a cup of coffee. I'm preparing to talk now to my next guest, but some of you are getting ready to hear me talk. Thinking of switching the dial? Forget about it. Kara Becker is a doctoral student in linguistics at NYU, and she obsesses over these differences. She is here to help us figure out the New York accent. What makes the way New Yorkers speak different from others, and is that fading away, at least in the way that we stereotypically think of it? Kara Becker, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
The other thing I didn't do was to drop the R at the end of Becker, so I would say Kara Becker.
That's pretty good.
So before we talk, and there are people in my family who say Lara.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, very, that's a New York thing. And also the A's, right?
Yes, yes.
Give me the A.
So you're talking about saying something like can instead of can.
Right. And before we talk about whether the New York accent is disappearing, maybe it's worth discussing whether the New York accent exists in the first place. Is there really such a thing?
Absolutely. There absolutely is. And it has a long history. Certainly, it's been popularized in the media. And so we have a pretty good popular conception of a lot of these features. You mentioned a number of them. So tensing a word like can or cab instead of cab, dropping the R's. So a word like card might be pronounced cod.
So that's a Boston thing.
It's also found in Boston, yes, although slightly different. Dropping the R's is a feature that came over from Britain that's found in a number of places along the East Coast, but it's certainly strong in New York City.
Well, how does an accent coalesce into being unique in a certain city? When did we go from a bunch of immigrant accents in early New York, Italian, Dutch, British, to something that's identifiable as unique to here?
Well, we did it pretty early on, believe it or not. Accents arise as a result of geographic differences. So, you know, if you live in the same place as a number of people, you start to talk like them. But it's about more than that. It's about identity as well. So certainly New Yorkers have a really strong sense of a common identity. And when you have a community like that, a local dialect arises pretty quickly.
So let's listen to a woman at a pizza shop in Bensonhurst.
And over here it's like Chinese, Russian mix. Hardly no more Italians left. You feel a little out of place, but it's good to get used to it. There's a lot of Chinese stores, like business owners are Chinese. It was mainly all the time, like the bakeries, a lot of bakeries closed.
So you know from her voice she's from New York.
I think so, yes.
Do you know that she's from Bensonhurst?
That's a good question, actually, and probably something that New Yorkers have really strong opinions about. Believe it or not, linguistically, we haven't yet identified any differences between borough accents, although, as I mentioned, New Yorkers will certainly tell you that there are those differences. But so far, we haven't seen that yet, although I think a study is certainly in order to test that out.
So, listeners, maybe that's one way you want to participate in this segment. Call up and tell us if you think you can tell somebody from Queens apart from somebody from Brooklyn. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Kara Becker, doctoral student at linguistics at NYU. And maybe you can tell us which borough this person is from.
Oh, it's great. You got a lot of pride. We do great work, you know, hard working plumbers. We deserve everything we get money-wise. And, we take pride in everything we do, all the trades.
Any guess?
Well, I think he might be from Brooklyn, although my better guess would be that based on his education and occupation, that's why we're hearing those features, those really strong New York City features. So the dominant view in linguistics is that what we often think of as borough differences are really actually class differences. So mm-hmm. we see more working class speakers
right.
using those strong New York City features.
And you said you don't really think that there is such a thing as a borough differences. That plumber was, at least now anyway, I really can't vouch for how long he's lived on Staten Island, but he does. But I think this woman has lived in her borough a long, long time.
Yeah, my name is Gertrude Berger. I'm 94, and I was born in the Bronx in a hospital. No, not in a hospital. I think I was born at home, because my mother always said if I hadn't been born at home, she wouldn't think I was her child.
All right, Gertrude Berger, long of the Bronx, and all of those last few clips come from the website of AM New York, because they did a feature on this. Oh, man, look at this. Our board is lit up with people who want to talk about talking New York. And let's start with Joe in Manhattan. Joe, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you.
I have two daughters. The older one, I came from Illinois originally, and my husband's a native New Yorker. My older daughter never had a New York accent. My younger one, when she was 4 years old, I don't know what she said, but at one point I said to her, put on an R on the end of that word. You sound like a New Yorker. And she said, I am a New Yorker.
There you go. Why does one child get it and another doesn't?
Probably because your younger child maybe was tapped more into this New York identity. You know, in fact, the research that we're doing is showing that most younger speakers are moving away from some of these stereotypical New York features, although we certainly see it hanging on. And I think probably that is because maybe, that particular speaker is really feeling tapped into the New York community.
George Bush, 41, sounds like he's from Connecticut. His son, George Bush, 43, sounds like he's from Texas.
Right, right.
Don in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Don.
Hi. I don't have a comment to make, but I wish you'd say something about the Dutch influence on the Brooklyn accent, because over the years I've heard things about just how strongly the Dutch influence is on what's called the Brooklyn accent.
Wow, you know, I'm not sure that I know too much about it. I think the Dutch influence is certainly a lot older. And what we see more strongly are some more recent influences from the dominant immigrant groups that were coming in the late 19th century, early 20th century. So, you know, German and Irish, and then the large Jewish population that immigrated, as well as Italians. So in terms of the Dutch, I'm not sure if I can think of anything specific.
Maggie in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maggie.
Hello. I just wanted to say that, of course, you can tell the accents from one borough to another. I'm from Queens, and I can tell you the Queens sounds very different than the Brooklyn or the Bronx. And on top of that, it gets a little complex. You have different ethnic groups in the different boroughs speaking differently from one borough to another, in my opinion.
Can you give me something that's in a Queens accent that isn't in a Brooklyn accent?
Well, let's see, my mother-in-law, she talks like this. It's very much Flushing. She's very just different than a Brooklyn accent, which is more like this, more Brooklyn, stronger, just a little bit more emphasis on the syllables.
There's more personality. What you're really telling me is people from Brooklyn are feisty and people from Queens are more hangdog.
Well, that's just one person, but yeah, there are different, and I can tell. When someone's from Queens, I know immediately. When someone's from Brooklyn, I know immediately. And Long Island, too. All of them.
Thank you very much.
An attitude thing as opposed to linguistic.
How about Long Island accent, New Jersey accent? Is that all part of the same thing?
In most cases, yes. I think Long Island shares most features with New York City. And then parts of New Jersey, the ones that sort of orient towards New York City, although as you get farther south, there are New Jersey communities that are orienting towards Philadelphia.
Okay, now Hugh in Bayshore thinks he can distinguish between Long Island and Queens. Do I have that right, Hugh?
Well, no, actually, I lived in Chicago for 5 years. I moved back to New York, and for the first week, I thought my ears were going to start bleeding after listening to all my friends speaking in Long Islandish again. But the one thing I always noticed that was really curious is that Bayside accents and Howard Beach accents are almost exactly the same, and they're separated by the width of a county. Why is that?
Well, that seems to fit with the theory that we have, right, which is that we've got one large New York City speech community that are sharing all of these features. So it shouldn't matter too much that small distance because we've got this larger community.
Mike in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Brian. Born and raised in the Ridgewood-Bushwick area, Stuyvesant High School, State University of New York, Georgetown University Graduate School. First job out of graduate school with a marketing consultancy in Greenwich, Connecticut. I was forced to take speech training to rid me of my accent. So now I have the ability to turn it on and turn it off.
Well, certainly there's a long history of the New York City accent being really stigmatized. And I think that's one reason why we see a lot of younger speakers starting to move away from some of those stereotypical pronunciations, because they really do get teased about it.
In fact, here's a post on the website that says, "I think we are losing our unique way of speaking. I was just remarking to my GF the other day, girlfriend, I guess, that everyone is starting to sound like a Valley Girl suddenly. Everyone's saying like every two words and ending their sentences on an up note as if they were asking a question, even when they aren't."
Well, that's a common thing that young speakers of American English will do. But I would say I don't think that we're losing what's unique to New York. I think it's changing, though. I think we are seeing younger speakers that are not doing some of these really stereotypical stuff. But what we really should be paying attention to is the increased diversity in the New York City community. So we have so many speakers now from different racial and ethnic backgrounds, different linguistic backgrounds. They're really the ones that are going to be changing the character of New York speech and continuing to make it unique.
Is there a, with so many Spanish speakers here, for example, is there a Spanish New York accent, Spanish English New York, or is there a Chinese English New York?
I think there certainly is. In terms of Spanish, you know, you have the New Yorkan accent, or the a large, vibrant community of speakers that are born and raised in New York that are of Puerto Rican descent, or are now, you know, lots of other groups as well. So they've certainly got a unique way of talking that's distinct to New York.
So you think if a New Yorkan went back to Puerto Rico and a Chicago Puerto Rican went back to Puerto Rico, they could tell the difference in the Spanish?
I'm not sure about in the Spanish. In the English, absolutely.
Luke in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Luke.
Hey, great show.
Thank you.
I am born and bred in New York, grew up in Manhattan. I now live in Brooklyn. And all my life, whenever I tell anybody else that I'm from New York, they don't believe me because I don't have an accent. Or they say, "Where's your accent?"
I hear it.
You do.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Well, but it may be more subtle, you know?
Identify for it. What do you hear, Kara? Identify it for us.
Well, I heard that raised, rounded vowel in a word like coffee or talk, right? It maybe not as pronounced as that, but I heard it a little bit.
This is a first for me. I've never heard that before in my life. It's funny, my parents are both actors, and I wondered if that had something to do with, you know, speaking correctly or having, you know, better diction or something like that.
Sure. I'm sure they influence you to speak a little more like standard English accent.
Luke, it sounds like you don't like the New York accent.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not. It has nothing to do with like or dislike. No. And I can, you know, I can tone it on if I want to.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Yeah, maybe people don't notice it in New York, but if he goes to Arizona, people will say, "Oh, you're from New York."
I would think they would, yeah.
We only have about 20 seconds left. How about TV and movie New York accents? You think they're well done in general? Can you hear a fake one?
Sometimes you can, yeah. Although, you know, the nice thing is there are so many local actors that make it to the big time that are actually from New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area. So they're doing great, great accents.
Indian Americans have complained about the character Apu and The Simpsons for whatever other stereotypes, that the accent is so bad. And phony,
right.
But non-Indians can't really tell all this. Maybe there's the same thing with New Yorkers. All right. Kara Becker, doctoral student in linguistics at NYU. Thanks for coming on and talking New York.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.